Rex and I are hosting a dinner party for 10 next week. We're using our best china and serving duck.
So you and Rex are a couple again?
Yes. You know, that's one of the things I hated most about our separation. Not being able to throw dinner parties. There's just something so civilized and elegant about them, don't you think?
I take it you've resolved your feelings about his infidelity?
Let's just say I've put them in an imaginary box and don't plan on looking at them for a while.
Do you think that's the healthiest way to achieve a reconciliation?
Well, it won't be easy at first. There'll be a lot of forced smiles and perfunctory lovemaking, but after a few decades whiz by, I'm sure I'll find a way to forgive him.
Well, as long as you have a plan.
I do want to forgive him, Dr. Goldfein, but there's something he's still not telling me.
Really?
I think it has something to do with why he had the affair.
Have you confronted him?
Once, and you should have seen the look in his eyes. He was terrified that I'd figure it out. You know what it is, don't you?
Bree, I can't discuss other patients.
I realize that. This thing that he's hiding, is it bad? Oh. Okay, maybe it's better that I don't know.
How does this reconciliation have a chance if the two of you can't be honest about the innermost parts of your lives?
We're, wasps, Dr. Goldfein. Not acknowledging the elephant in the room is what we do best.
You'd settle for that? A life filled with repression and denial?
And the dinner parties?